This is the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, presented by Northwoods Bait and Tackle in Bemidji, just off Highway 71 North, your go-to for fishing with the largest supply of live baits and tackle in the area. Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors is also sponsored by Visit Bemidji, great moments in Bemidji, by Northview Bank, helping to make your Paul Bunyan Country dreams come true, and by Bemidji Steel Company, a family-owned business here in the heart of Paul Bunyan Country.
Today on the podcast, we talk about a huge project to move elk from northwest Minnesota to northeast Minnesota. We hear from Kelsey Lashar, the elk coordinator of Minnesota DNR, Blaine Clement, the Northwest Regional Wildlife Manager, Mike Schrag, the wildlife biologist for the Fond du Lac Band, and Pat McMullen, the regional director for the Minnesota Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. All join me next. Mark Harmon of Northview Bank is back. He's the guy that helps you make your Paul Bunyan Country dreams come true. Hey, Mark. What makes Northview Bank the place to go when you found that perfect piece of Paul Bunyan Country for hunting, for fishing, or that perfect vacation home?
You know, being a local lender and being an expert in our area when it comes to land loans, we have a tremendous amount of resources at Northview Bank.
Yeah, that HELOC is a great way for you to use what you already have to make phase two of your life or that dream home possible.
Right. Yeah. And HELOC's a home equity line of credit. And over time, a lot of us pick up a lot of equity in our houses, especially as we're paying it down over time. But markets change. And when markets go up, you kind of build a little bit of a piggy bank there. And it's a nice way to be able to access the equity in your property or in your home to be able to accomplish some of those dreams as well. A home equity line of credit that we can accomplish for you is a perfect tool.
He's Mark Harmon of Northview Bank. Northview Bank with many locations, including several right here in Paul Bunyan Country. Northview Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. You can find out more at northviewbank.com.
I'm Bruce Jean, and this is Paul Bunyan Country.
Well, today on Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, we are going to talk elk with a number of people today. We have Kelsey Lashar. She is the elk coordinator for the Minnesota DNR. We have Blaine Clemick. He is the Northwest Regional Wildlife Manager. We have Mike Schrag. He is the wildlife biologist for the Fond du Lac Band. And Pat McMullen, the regional director for the Minnesota Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. We want to welcome you all in today. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having us.
So thank you. Good to see you, everybody.
Let's start with Kelsey, elk coordinator. Well, I'm assuming it's pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, so this is a relatively new position to Minnesota DNR. I started in January, and the position didn't exist before then. I've been with DNR for about 7 years now. I came from the Wildlife Health Program, but am now the elk coordinator. People often joke that I tell the elk where to go, and I wish it was really that simple. But so my role right now is working with our Northwest population. So working with landowners and stakeholders up in that area. We also have a population that goes back and forth across the border with Manitoba. So working with my counterparts across that provincial border. And then I'm also supporting a proposal that Fond du Lac put together and received Minnesota state legislator funding for. And this is a project to move elk to the northeast part of the state. And I'll let Mike kind of get into more details about that, but supporting that project is a big portion of my job right now.
All right. So Mike, is this something you kind of spearheaded with some of the money you had available to you, correct?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Fond du Lac began this process, back in 2015, working with Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation and University of Minnesota. We launched a couple of feasibility studies to determine if we had enough suitable habitat for elk and enough public support to reintroduce elk on this side of the state in northeast Minnesota. At the end of our studies, we found that, yes, we had ample habitat for elk, and very good public support. So we moved ahead with the process and released a proposal a couple years later, to bring elk from northwest Minnesota and, turn them loose, on the Fond du Lac Reservation and, surrounding state and county forests, and try and establish a population on this side of the state.
Now, have we begun that process yet?
We have begun the planning and preparations for it. We are, if we stay on schedule, we hope to move the first animals in, say, January, February of 2026.
So, Blaine Clement, I'm going to bring you in here, Blaine. You have talked passionately with me in a number of conversations about elk, and certainly you have some in your region, so you're directly affected by this. What is it in your mind that makes elk so special, and why you want to spread the word, so to speak?
Well, yeah, you're exactly right. Passionate for elk. You know, the only place they do exist, Kev, and everybody, your listeners, you know, some listeners might not even really realize that Minnesota has elk, right? And they occur naturally in northwest Minnesota. They could occur in greater abundance in northwest Minnesota, to tell you the truth. However, we're restricted to managing the population within defined population goal ranges, and that hasn't diminished over the years. But the overriding goal, long-term vision for managing elk in Minnesota, according to our strategic management plan for elk, easy for me to say, is that we allow the population to grow with public support and in different areas of the state of Minnesota. So when Mike brought to us this idea years ago to establish a population of elk in northeast Minnesota, this is consistent with the vision for elk in Minnesota, right? And you know, to return a native species of animal that once flourished in all of northern Minnesota, and frankly, probably in most of the state, including, of course, the Fond du Lac reservation and the surrounding public lands. So, long story longer, all supportive, on board. Here we go. This is a dream basically coming true. And if all of us here on this call can see this happen and be a part of something as special as is translocating some wild elk to this part of the state, northeast part of the state, we'll be accomplishing a career goal and spreading elk across the landscape where more people can see them and appreciate them.
We'll bring Pat McMullen in here, the regional director for Minnesota from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. You know, Pat, you hear the phrase Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, you think they'd be concerned with, you know, Colorado and Wyoming elk, but obviously they want to spread the word too, so to speak.
The Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, yes, the elk populations now are more in the western U.S., in the mid-1800s, they were spread across the whole U.S., more in the east because they were a plains animal, and have adapted as population moved in time to the western mountains, where they have found more range that they can use. So it's been a process over a long time, and we're working all the time to reestablish populations across the eastern U.S.
More elk opportunities in more parts of the state. That's the topic today, and we've got a lot more to talk about next on the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, presented by Northwoods Bait and Tackle.
Cast a line this summer and catch great moments when you discover the first city on the Mississippi.
Bemidji has over 400 lakes within a 25-mile radius, making it a premier destination for all anglers.
With an abundance of many species, you will catch bigger fish and create better stories to last a lifetime.
For more information, go to visitbemidji.com.
Great moments in Bemidji. Great moments in
I'm Chuck Hassey, Leisure Outdoor Adventures, and you're listening to Paul Bunyan Country.
We are talking with Kelsey Lashar and Blaine Klemick of the DNR, Mike Schrag, wildlife biologist for the Fond du Lac Band, and Pat McMullen of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation on the relocation effort of elk to northeast Minnesota. Kelsey, talk a little bit about how this process is going to play out and what concerns there might be. I know we still have a fairly small population here, even here in northwest Minnesota. Getting an elk license isn't something you get every year. So what are we looking for here?
Yeah, so talking about licenses first, elk hunting in Minnesota is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. So if you are lucky enough to get drawn, and we do issue state permits every year, it only happens once. But I will say that success for hunting here in Minnesota for elk is generally pretty high. But in terms of this restoration project, one thing that, you know, we do want to reassure people in the Northwest is we're not planning to move all of the elk. What we're planning to do is move the surplus elk that are above population goals in the Northwest. We're looking at moving maybe 15 to 30 animals per year, maybe a couple less. Over maybe a 3 to 5 year time period, might take a little bit longer. And so this is going to be a slow but steady process as we move elk. You know, some of the concerns that people may have is we know that there is some depredation issues in the Northwest. We want to make sure that we're working with landowners in the Northeast to be proactive about some depredation issues, especially when it comes to crops. I will say right off the bat that the landscape in the Northeast is significantly different than what we see in the Northwest. There is far less agriculture in the Northeast. There is still some, but it's not like we see up in the Northwest where there's a lot of agricultural producers, both cattle and crops. But we'll be working with landowners and affected stakeholders in the Northeast to kind of talk about some issues and some proactive measures we might take to harden fences or measures like that before the elk are released on the landscape so that people can protect, their own property as elk are reintroduced onto public land. Elk are going to go where they want to go. And so just because we want them to stay on public land doesn't mean that they necessarily always will.
So, Kelsey, what will be the process of how do you actually get an elk from northwest Minnesota to northeast Minnesota?
We're still working through those details. So we're basing a lot of our restoration efforts and captures and handling off of eastern states and successes that they've had. So we're talking states like Kentucky, Missouri, Tennessee, even Wisconsin and Michigan. Some states really like using helicopter captures. Other states like Wisconsin really like using corral traps. So we're working through some of those logistics right now to figure out which is going to be the optimal method for capturing elk. All elk will be captured with landowner permission. If we have elk on public land, we'll be able to capture them there. But if elk are on private land, we'll be reaching out. We'll get approval from those private landowners before we conduct our capture efforts. Then those animals are going to go through a health screening process, and then they'll be loaded into basically cattle trailers and then taken across over to the Northeast. We are going to have an acclimation pen over in the Northeast, so the elk will be held for a period of time in the Northeast so that they'll be released right as greenup is happening. And this is an effort to keep those elk near to the release zone where they're being released onto the landscape. But we want to make sure that there's something for them to eat once we release those doors from the pen.
Okay. And Mike, what will you guys be doing once the elk are in your neck of the woods?
Well, taking pictures of them. I expect that all of the elk that we release here will be wearing a tracking collar so that we can keep track of where they go and what happens to them. We are starting to and will continue to invest in habitat improvements to make sure there's an abundance of good habitat for elk. And monitoring the population and making adjustments as we go along.
Blaine, what are your thoughts? Kelsey talked a lot about it, but you obviously, as one who's advocating this type of activity, you are not concerned about how it's going to affect the elk in your region.
I'm going to take this one for Blaine because he had to restart his computer.
No, okay.
but I can totally answer for him. So no, we're not super concerned about elk in the Northwest. Our goal is not to diminish that population. In fact, our goal is to expand elk and elk range. So we'll be moving elk, but not at the detriment of the populations and the herds that we have up in the Northwest. Right now, I can talk a little bit about how the herds are set up in the Northwest. Again, these are all wild herds, but they've sort of segregated themselves into three different groups. We have one group down by Grigola. This is a pretty small herd. Right now, it's probably less than 30 individuals, and it's been low for several decades. There just aren't a whole lot of elk in this particular region. We have another herd. We call it the Kitson Central Herd, and this one's up near the Lancaster area, near the Carlstadt area. And so we'll see them, there's around probably 60 to 70 elk in this population right now. And then we have a third group that moves back and forth across the border with Manitoba. So this is called the Caribou Vida herd. And so sometimes it'll be on the Manitoba side, sometimes it's on the Minnesota side. And so we do our aerial surveys typically in the winter. We work closely with our Manitoba partners when we do these aerial surveys to get as accurate of counts as possible when we're looking at how many elk we have on the landscape.
Okay. Blaine, I'll ask you this question. Do you anticipate a time? Is it possible, considering what we have available for grazing, what we have available for feeding, plus the other animals and the other types of wildlife we have in Northwest Minnesota, is it possible to make elk more than a once-in-a-lifetime event in Northwest Minnesota at some point?
Well, I'm thinking that's a possibility, Kev. We have those conversations. We do have landowner licenses that we issue over the years. And frankly, we're running out of landowners to tap into those hunts. So there's been talk, for example, of providing more opportunity for landowners down the road. But, you know, we'll need to have more elk on the landscape for some of those things to occur.
Okay. Pat, back to you and the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. From your perspective and the types of things you'd like to accomplish, are you hoping to see it go beyond just Northwest and Northeast Minnesota into other parts of Minnesota in the future?
A loaded question, Kevin, because getting the process done here, making sure it goes smoothly, see what we all learn, and then being able to target another spot and start the process over. The vision right now is finding a way to make this work and make it work well, and then we can start something else after that. So having them in the Northwest and Northeast will definitely be the plus we're looking for to start with.
And there are a lot of chapters of the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation in Minnesota, including Bemidji. Who joins that? What are they joining it for? And what are the things you're doing right now?
The main brunt of everything the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation does is conservation. So we, all the chapters, there's 19 of them in Minnesota, have fundraising banquets, and the money we earn goes back to Missoula. And then, as I tell everybody, there's one of those formulas that's a quarter mile long, and when it's all said and done, the money comes back to Minnesota to be able to use for conservation in Minnesota. So we've been able to partner with the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association and the Minnesota DNR. One of our main projects in using Lassard Sam's funds is to help eradicate buckthorn on public lands in northwestern Minnesota. And by doing any of that, it helps with the regrowth and getting better natural food for all the animals up there. Working with the DNR, the Nature Conservancy, on building fire breaks, doing fires, whatever it can take to enhance the food source, cleaning it up in northwestern Minnesota, and in the future, helping in northeastern Minnesota wherever we can. But it pretty much comes back to conservation and trying to make everything work as well as we can for the elk and other wildlife.
We'll wrap up our elk conversation next on the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, presented by Northwoods Bait and Tackle.
Introducing the new Eye Candy Soft Plastics from Northland Fishing Tackle. Nightcrawler, grub, jig crawler, minnow, and paddle shad. Super TPE material offers extreme stretch, flotation, and durability, making it perfect for jigging, pitching, and pulling spinner rigs for big walleyes. Lifelike action with the slightest movement, this formula absorbs scent and holds up fish after fish without having to rig up a new bait. The new Eye Candy Soft Plastics from Northland Tackle. We are walleye.
This is Dick Beardsley, and this is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors.
We've been talking about the start of a huge project to relocate elk into northeast Minnesota. Kelsey Lashar from the DNR, Blaine Clement from the DNR, Mike Schrag from the Fond du Lac Band, and Pat McMullen from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation, my guests today. Mike, what is your timeline? What in your ideal picture, when do you start issuing hunting licenses in your area?
Oh gosh, it will be a number of years, and it would I really don't want to put a number on it, either on the number of years or the number of elk, because it would be a lot would have to do on how are the elk doing, and if we have a robust growing population, it's a lot easier to start issuing, at least conservatively, some elk tags. What I have generally told people, and I'm pushing 60 years old, people my age and older should not expect to draw an elk tag in eastern Minnesota. We're doing this for our kids and our grandkids.
Yeah, and I'll throw this out to everybody. Things like this, these are things that require patience. This is not stuff for instant gratification.
Right.
Absolutely.
Although, I would say instant gratification for other uses, if you will, users. We get elk on the landscape in northeast Minnesota. Duluth country is a obvious place that people go to vacation. Here would be ecotourism all over the map, places that people visit for people to actually go view elk. It's a big deal in lots of states to go view elk during that bugling season in September, and people, quite frankly, make trips up to northwest Minnesota to see the same thing. It's just a little bit more difficult, based on some habitat types and private land. It could be said that in northeast Minnesota, elk might be more viewable to a lot more people.
Yeah. And this is Mike again. I'm going to jump in and sure. Add on to what Blaine just said. I mean, he's absolutely right. Those non-consumptive elk uses start in year one, and that's things like, people coming up to listen for elk bugling in the fall during their breeding season, shed hunting, and trying to find elk to take pictures of them. That all starts the first year we have elk.
Okay. Well, Kelsey Lashar, as the elk coordinator for the Minnesota DNR, in your perfect world, what does the elk picture look like in Minnesota 20 years from now?
Well, ideally, we'd have tens of thousands of elk on the landscape again, because that's what we used to have. Just kidding. One thing that we do have to weigh is not only, the carrying capacity biologically for where we may be able to move elk, not just in the Northeast, but for future projects, we also have to weigh the social acceptance. And so, as Mike mentioned, he's done a lot of groundwork to show that there is a ton of public support and landowner support for elk in the Northeast. And so, as we move forward and more people become interested in moving elk to other parts of the state, that's one thing we do have to establish, is that people want the elk where we intend to move them. And so, it's going to work out here in the Northeast. And so we'll have to continue looking at something like that as time goes on. Ideally, we'd also continue working with landowners in the Northwest and try and find some solutions for depredation. I think there is a lot of potential to increase elk populations in the Northwest, but again, we have to have social acceptance before we can get to that stage.
Any final thoughts? We'll start with Kelsey. Final thoughts today.
This is a super exciting project. If not only if you like elk, but just if you like conservation and if you like a win for conservation, moving big megafauna species like elk doesn't happen very often. And for Minnesota to be taking on a project like this is absolutely amazing. And I still can't believe that I'm going to be part of this project and making this a reality. If you want to see more elk, not just in the Northeast and the Northwest, but across the state, you have to get involved. So over the next year and a half, we're going to be working on an elk management plan. So this is going to be co-written by both Fond du Lac and Minnesota DNR on how to manage elk in the Northeast. And we're going to need public input as we get this elk management plan underway. So this is going to be engagement, helping drive what management looks like in the future. And so we need public help to write this plan. So get engaged, look out for opportunities about this restoration project, come voice your support, or if you have concerns, come voice those too. We need to hear up front what people are concerned about so that we can try and be proactive and mitigate as many of those concerns as we can before the elk are moved.
Mike Schrag, your final thoughts.
You know, it's really gratifying to be part of a project like this and to just hear the excitement, not just from wildlife biologists like myself on the tribal or DNR side, but just all the public in the area, you know, constantly asking, when are the elk coming? When are the elk coming? You know, you can release them on my land, things like that. That's really exciting to hear that.
How about you, Pat?
I'm excited that I've been able to be a part of it from the beginning and getting closer and closer to see the process come to fruition. We are extremely fortunate that the elk in the Northwest are physically and genetically very healthy, and the animals that we'll be able to move will create a very, very nice population in the Northeast.
Okay. And finally, Blaine Klemick, your thoughts from the Northwest.
Sure. You know, one of the things I'd like to tell folks is that this elk restoration project, which we're a partner to Fond du Lac Band and Mike, is really a dream come true for a lot of us. And the fact that we might be taking some elk from the Northwest part of the state doesn't mean that we're looking at reducing the population of elk in Northwest Minnesota. That population will be thriving for years to come. We're just borrowing a few animals, right? And also, just to also tell, Kelsey touched on this with regard to this coming winter. Next winter, we'll be doing an elk research project where up to 80 elk will be captured and outfitted with radio collars for a research study. So that's exciting news too. And for folks that might be interested in learning more about elk in Minnesota, go to the DNR website, click on elk, and look at our elk management web pages, and you could sign up for Elk Notes. It's a quarterly newsletter that people can sign up for and get in their email inbox and learn about elk as the time goes on. So, so that's about it. That's about it, Kev.
Okay. Kelsey Lashar is the elk coordinator for the Minnesota DNR. Blaine Klemick, the Northwest Regional Wildlife Manager. Mike Schrag is the wildlife biologist for the Fond du Lac Band. And Pat McMullen, the Regional Director for Minnesota from the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. Thank you all for being here today. Truly appreciate it.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin.
This has been the Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors Podcast, presented by Northwoods Bait and Tackle and sponsored by Bemidji Steel, Northview Bank, and Visit Bemidji.